Vulcan was alone, standing in the broad expanse of the Nightrunner's cargo hold. Ordinarily, it would be used for the transportation of weapons, ration packs, and the myriad materiel required for war. This night, it accommodated the dead. Caskets lined part of the hold's east quarter, but the numbers were mercifully light, thanks to the swift and bloodless resolution of the Kartor siege. How many lives had been used to pay for that mercy? Tortured, painful endings to lives, Vulcan knew all too well. The bloodshed had not concluded with the massacre of Kartan City either. The riot during the settling of the Kartor citizenry had resulted in many deaths. And though he suspected his brother's night lords had been partly responsible for that, he could not absolve himself of all blame. Serif lay before him within her casket. It was plain, unadorned, a simple metallic tube with a cryo engine built in to retard putrefaction and ensure the deceased reached their place of final rest unspoiled. The medicays had cleaned up her wounds, but the bloodstain on her robes remained. Were it not for that and the grim pallor of her skin, then Vulcan might have believed she was merely sleeping. He wanted to tell her he was sorry she was dead, that he wished he had heeded her during the burning of Kartan and acceded to her request for an interview. His story should be told, he had decided, and Serif would be the one to do it. But not any more. A corpse can tell no stories. He bowed his head by way of mute apology.
"Why this one?"
a voice asked softly from the shadows. Vulcan didn't turn, but he raised his head. "What are you still doing here?" he asked, suddenly stern.
"I came looking for you, brother," said Kurz, coming to stand alongside Vulcan.
"You have found me."
"I sense a little choler in you."
Kurz almost sounded wounded by it.
"Aren't you pleased to see me?"
Now Vulcan looked at him. His eyes were brimming with undisguised vitriol. "Say what it is you came to say and leave me." Kurz sniffed as if amused by it all.
"You didn't answer my question. Of all the mortals who died to make this world compliant for our Imperium, why does this one matter so much?"
Vulcan turned his gaze forwards again. "I preserve life. I am a protector of humanity."
"Of course you are, brother. But how you threw yourself in harm's way for her. It was inspiring."
Kurz smiled. Then the smile became a grin, and unable to maintain the pretense, he began to laugh.
"No, I'm sorry."
He stopped laughing, grew serious.
"I am baffled by it. Yours is a bleeding heart, Vulcan. I know how you care for these weaklings, but what made this one so special that you would mourn her passing so?"
Vulcan turned and was about to answer when the vox link in his ear crackled. Neither Primarch was wearing his battle helm, but they were still connected to the battle group via earbuds. As one Primarch's eyes widened, the others narrowed, and Vulcan knew that Kurz was hearing the same message. Vulcan reached out for his brother, seizing him by his gorget and dragging him close. Kurz smiled and did not resist.
"Did you do this?" Vulcan asked.
"Did you do this?" he bellowed when Kurz didn't answer straight away. The smile thinned and became the dark line of Kurz's pale lips.
"Yes,"
he hissed, cold eyes staring. Vulcan let him go, thrusting him back from his sight as he turned away.
"You killed all of them."
Kurz feigned confusion.
"They were our enemies, brother. They took up arms against us, tried to kill us."
Vulcan faced him again, enraged, almost pleading, abhorred by what Kurz had done.
"Not all, Conrad. You murdered the innocent, the weak. How does that serve anything but a sadistic desire for bloodshed?
Kurz seemed genuinely to muse on that. He frowned.
I'm not sure it does, brother. But how is that any different to what you did to that Xenos? She was only a child, no threat to you. The rebels of Karatan were afforded a quick death. At least I didn't burn them alive.
Vulcan had no answer. He had killed the child in anger, out of grief for Seraph, and retribution for the damage the rampaging Xenos had caused. Perhaps it was also because he hated them, the Eldar, for their raiding and the pain they had inflicted on Nocturne. Kurz saw his brother's doubt.
See, he said quietly, coming in close to whisper. Our humours are similar enough, are they not, brother?
Vulcan roared and seized the other Primarch, throwing him across the hold. Kurz slid, his armour shrieking as it scored the metal deck beneath. He was already on his feet when Vulcan came at him and succeeded in blocking a wild punch aimed at his face. He jabbed, catching Vulcan in the chest and jarring his ribs even through his armour. Vulcan grunted, pained, but grabbed Kurz's head and thrust it down into his rising knee. Kurz rocked back, bloody spittle expelled from his mouth. Vulcan tackled him around the waist, giving his brother no time to recover, and brought him down on his back. A savage punch turned Kurz's head and cut open his cheek. He was laughing through blood-rimed teeth. Vulcan hit him again, shuddering his jaw. Kurz only laughed louder, but choked a little when his windpipe was being crushed. Vulcan clamped his hands, his iron-hard black smiter's hands, around his brother's throat.
I knew you were no different,
Kurz hissed, still trying to laugh.
A killer. We're all killers, Vulcan.
Vulcan released him. He sat back, still straddling Kurz, and gasped for air, for sanity. He would have killed him if he hadn't stopped. He would have murdered his brother. A little unsteady still, Vulcan rose to his feet and stepped across Kurz's supine body.
Stay away from me, he warned, out of breath, and strode from the hold to where his transport was waiting.
Kurz stayed down, but turned his head to watch Vulcan go, knowing it was far from over between them.